This is a production of Cornell University.
Thank you. Hi, John.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. On Monday, the appropriations committee approved $1,000 to the Alpha Chapter, Alpha Community Chapter, Golden Act, by a vote of 7-4-2. December, your questions or objections? I'm very interested in the reason that you're reporting to the committee.
Yeah.
So, the assembly actually recommended, the committee recommended a value to be put on that. There was a discussion concerning what part of the act was to be funded. The organization, in our opinion, had received funding from the On top of that, they retained the new paper form, which increased So this resolution is very similar to all other recent changes and amendments that we've made this semester. This one also represents the communication organization. We've got ISU, we've got SAFC. Anytime an organization can file a program, needs to make changes to their government documents, approval, and such. It's not controlling over the organization. But to ensure the organization funded by the student assembly for the 2-year period remaining funded by the same organization. For those who are curious about the reasons why the organization changed their name to TDAP, Gender Justice Advocacy Coalition, not the private financial campaign, which is really very tall, no longer be the high school but that has part of that. Even with the super organization funded by the student assembly, was itself not the student advisory advocacy associated with it. And they also wanted to know the scope of what they were able to do with the student advocacy for on the campus and associated with the gender justice advocacy coalition. But fundamentally, they still needed almost all of their projects that they approved by the student for the same person.
Yeah, does it matter if you approve the city for the election? Does that have to do with the past?
It should.
So this is just one of the
primarily, but it also got a lot of stuff. I believe many people have been involved in their best.
Before we continue, one of us members being Mr. Oliver alone in the audience, so his voice, he's admitted this recording right now. Much better.
Is anyone from the party representatives? Okay, all right. So I think what we're going to do, there will be another 18 minutes until the public, or sorry, until the panel at my office comes to present. And just so we don't get too emotional and see the delivery of Resolution 36, I think it would be less of waiting for the future for I have lots of experience until the title of my office presents. So at this point in time, we will take a recess for 15 minutes. So, yeah. I think it's only just when the title of my office will present. The title of my office will present. So if you are here, regarding the EPS, then you don't really need to be here until around 5:40. So feel free to think about that for yourself. Otherwise, it would be a great opportunity to do your national. This is a true artist.
For you. I'm not going to do it. Do you have written copies of the same thing, or do you all write something different?
No.
Thank you.
Might as well.
I mean, I brought it to the day when I texted you guys earlier about the house.
I actually remembered that I was not wearing my ring, and then I got
have
Can we ask if the Title IX office has any further procedures with their undergraduate staff?
I should say, we are still waiting for the Trump administration's final decision. There is a commitment to the timeline that will be made to the administration.
Any other questions? Are there any questions?
So it's an extension from 1 year to 3 years, but I do want to say there's a caveat that if the matter comes later, we will do our best to make it release. My status is sometimes people are no longer here. So we really need technology, but we do need a
Are there any questions from the community? All right, thank you all for coming today.
Thank you very much.
So as you said, before we begin, so we're going to start with the presentation from the staff of 2036. There we're going to do the community student panel. During this period, each community member will be given 2 minutes to speak. We will do 2 lines. If you are for this resolution, please stand and ask that. If you are against the resolution, you would like to speak, please stand up outside. It is 1 line. If you consider yourself neutral, then feel free to stand in the middle and figure that out as you go. So each individual will be given 2 minutes to speak. Once one of those lines has been exhausted, we will let the other line finish before letting the individual speak twice. And then we will let this individual speak. Okay, that side will be individual sleeping before, and this side will be individual sleeping against, and this side will be individual sleeping against. Omar, what are you saying? Yeah. Individuals at the table. Okay, so let's begin.
Cornell University strives as part of the mission to enhance the lives of the students, people of New York, and others around the world. Whereas Cornell standards of ethical conduct call for the university to conduct, process, and report all financial transactions with integrity. Whereas all students have a responsibility as solution-paying members of Cornell University and the right of members of the state government's model to review and examine the ethics of the university's financial investment. Whereas Cornell students have legacy, advocating for justice, including a campaign for divestment from apartheid South Africa and unstable fossil fuels. Whereas we affirm the crucial role of students and scholars in finding and advocating for solutions to the 1938 crisis and all manifestations of oppression and racism, including anti-Semitism, as well as from state actions like occupation. Whereas students of justice in Palestine and the student assembly would denounce all forms of anti-Semitism, including all forms of armed attack on individual based on identity. Whereas SAP is open to calling out all forms of oppression and marginalization from both non-Muslim and Muslim countries, such as Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and Israel. Whereas SAP has recently launched a campaign calling on the university to divest the funds from any companies actively involved in human rights violations in the Israeli occupation of Palestine. Whereas any attack directed at Israeli Palestinians are not acceptable. Whereas no country has the right to commit human rights violations, or crime, or violations of international law. Whereas the occupied and populated Palestinian territory are controlled militarily by the Israeli government as upheld in the United Nations Resolution 242. Whereas the occupation and killed by Israel is the fundamental human rights of the Palestinian people, including but not limited to the right to sign the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Whereas the Israeli government is engaged the ongoing building of Sunday, the occupied Palestinian territory, the violence of the law of the 14th Geneva Convention, particularly the occupying power of Salah, transfer parts of any building contributions into the territory occupied, upheld by the UN Security Council, by the UN Security Council, in resolution 237, 252, 298, and 446. Whereas the separation wall, which is really a building in the West Bank, has been declared contrary to international law by the International Court of Justice. Whereas the UN General Assembly confirmed that all measures undertaken by the government for the human and national security, the occupied Arab territory are illegal in resolution 3175. Whereas the UN General Assembly further affirmed the principle of the sovereignty of the population of the occupied territory over their national level and resources, and furthermore called upon all states, international organizations, and specialized agencies not to recognize or cooperate with, or assist in any manner, any measures undertaken by the occupying power to exploit the resources of the occupied territory, or to affect any changes in demographic composition, geographic character, or institutional structure of those territories, in resolution 3005. Whereas, in Operation Pass the Lead, in 2008 Civil War, Israel killed 759 Palestinian non-combatants, including 108 women and 313 children. Hamas killed in total of 13, which comprised 3 non-combatants and 10 soldiers. Whereas in 2018, peaceful and non-violent protests came from Gaza called the trademark to return, 183 non-combatant protesters were killed by the Israeli military forces, and 10,000 other Palestinians were injured, including 1,849 children, 424 women, 115 paramedics, and 115 veterans. Whereas Cornell students enjoy peace of mind, knowing that their university is barred by federal law from making investments that aid Palestinian protection, which engage in acts that threaten the human rights of those students and their families. Whereas Cornell students are not able to enjoy the same peace of mind with respect to investments that threaten the human rights of Palestinian students and their families, our university opts for human rights committed against those students and their families in the course of the social law.
Whereas certain companies have corporations have the thereby making up implicit human rights violations and violations. Whereas Cornell University did not participate in the legal position on the occupation of palestinian territories. Whereas Cornell is also concerned with the occupation of Cornell Science Partnership, the technology of the state technology, which becomes used in the development of military technologies used by the state. Whereas Cornell Partnership is a very awesome and helping the government, which provides greater community and solution and can result in the IDEC. Whereas Cornell has to be unmanned overloaded with IDEC use demolished with 27,000 homes properties in the whereas SJP is funded with the close to any time, either not any occupying college or any other organization of IDEC international. Whereas the following post-sharing and non-profit corporation, which is Cornell does not respond to a military occupation, participate actively both in the state. Whereas alcohol is specialized on the people who are doing combat, not urban combat, which is really used to be better than themselves, to get a positive shepherd to really relate to a positive investment. Gibson Grant creates technology to try to occupy most of the areas. Radio is a better using it to address such areas. A
I'm going to This argument represents what we will do to the from the hearts of many Canadian Scotsmen, because they see their own struggle in that of the Palestinians. 22 student organizations from many parts of 22 student organizations from many parts of Cornell community have been working. This includes every single cultural umbrella organization. The intentionality of this movement is all included. Few other student groups understand this, have unified our practice across cultural. Students and students should not be afraid to jump into the question. Elhan Omar, Michelle Alexander, Angela David, Mark Huff, all solid advocates of the rights, faces of the same work in the peace after being outspoken advocates of Palestine in the past year. Do not uphold the structure and silence in the early communities of this campus as we speak out on it. Human rights violations are safer. It is not an issue that can be more effective to make people. No one should be comfortable with the human rights. To reduce the listening power of voices would be designed to remove the human rights. I'd like to end the task to the assembly for the ultimate insight vote. Please vote not based on people who are the people who are the people who are the people. So, as I said before,
the world. So, what do you do? The answer is simple. It's like Additionally, many students have been kept
out of organization group chat to disagree with signing on to my statement letter, which is very concerning to one of my diversity inclusive campus community. Students have also been called very derogatory names, such as a Jewish bootleggers and white supremacists. And SJP even used the term alt-right at a meeting which I was present on Tuesday evening. These terms are unacceptable. Calling Jewish white supremacists is incredibly offensive and promotes the erasure of severe persecution and anti-Semitism. If this passes, we will visit a terrible message of exclusion to Jewish students on this campus and prospective students. Over 600 current undergraduate students have signed a petition against CBS and instead for understanding and peace. You, the SA, have a responsibility to reject this resolution, which makes hundreds of students on this campus feel incredibly uncomfortable, personally attacked, and unsafe. Thank you.
Essentially, members of the community could say their name and if they're comfortable,
So, first clarification, the resolution is not BS, not an anti-national movement. Continuing to break this, the resolution reflects a clear example of our opposition and willing to listen and engage in dialogue on this issue. Those the opposition and colleagues listen carefully to the components of the division and critically what has been said and done before the exception to this situation and prejudice. The willingness of opposition clearly shows a lot of willingness to continue to be a dialogue to support the resolution. To my point, as a Syrian immigrant, I have seen personally the legal occupation of the policy and the many of the policy speakers that I have encountered want nothing more than sanctioning the right to exist. We do not support Hamas or what is the war, but they simply ask to be. The occupation of Palestinians is an inability to see the family, the sort of issue that hope to qualify by the rest of the countries. The apartheid law, the occupation of Walker, God, and the West Bank needs to strengthen the family, the religion, and the freedom of movement that prevent the essential to life. Our call for divestment is not in any way to perform a denial of civility. Rather, it is a call to attention to the lack of dignity and social innovation given to the Palestinians. I call on members of the SA community to be critical about what we are asking. It is not mutually exclusive to support materials like this to support divestment. Divestment of companies are facilitating human rights violations, and the sort of ethos that hold from all sides of the political spectrum would support it. Yes, it's a complicated issue. But as international citizens, you cannot ignore the plight of Palestinians. Think positive and understand what they want. Other than understanding inaction is the basic religion of quality and violence in the I will not stand by while seeking my help on state and funding on the side of the United States. I cannot support them for companies that are perceived to be my fellow supporters for personal values or religious values and the value that I have left in the community now. As someone who's on full financial aid in Park City University, it hurts me to know that education is supported and funded by companies complicit in human rights. So I urge you to really consider what this resolution and not think about the participation is really actually good. And just based on the question that you do not put your first efforts. Thank you. So why are we here? November, Max Weaver, the sponsor of this resolution, wrote in the Daily Sun, put out SJP, effectively was the destruction business of the PUC. In February, SJP started this campaign to answer the call for the meeting. SJP further stated that they are part of a global campaign to end climate. In March, though, SJP said to the meeting that they do believe Israel should exist as a Jewish state. Now this resolution is something not a big effort. And Cornell SJP is not affiliated with the international interest. Why is SJP there so wildly? Let's be clear. This is a BDF and the reason why SJP supports it has little to do with the companies they mentioned, the war season, or the reality. Rather, they just want the system to be prevented from this. They don't care that the president of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, is against BDS because it's personal.
They don't care that Eric Israel is the richest and freest in the world. They don't care that Israel is West Lake Recorded Commission. They don't care that 38,000 lives in 5 minutes without a wall of film after 2 feet a suicide. They don't care that the PA rewards terrorists by paying their enemies. They don't care that Palestinian leaders have abused each of Israel's people. Most people in 2008. So what is this question we need to do? This is a blatant attempt. They always do the necessary to condemn Israel. And for what? There is a reason why Glenn Thompson started by Eric and mandatory conflict well before Israel. Why Hamas also proves to be stuck in the river of Israel. And why anything Israel does to defend itself is immediately criticized. It is because of what you need to support, what no Jewish state to exist at all. It is one of the reasons that we must leave the truth in mind and vote on this resolution for what it is, a referendum on whether they can be issued. So please vote for that. Thank you.
Media solidarity with the Palestinian people and attitude to the Palestinian question, including your whispering to the people about Hamas in his response to the humanity of Palestine. Gandhi said, Palestine belongs to the Arab in the same sense that England belongs to the English or France or French. Certainly, it would be a crime against humanity to be the proud Arab to say that Palestine can be certainly the partner and hopefully in the world. India since then was the first non Arab state of the United Palestine relations to be the sole and legitimate representative of the Palestinian people. India was one of the first countries of the United States to qualify in 1988 as a Democrat and all of us. In 1996, India opened the representative office to the Palestinian Authority in Gaza, which later was shifted to Ramallah and that's true. India has always played a proactive role in honoring support for the Palestinian cause and all kinds of support. India was sponsored the draft resolution on the right of the Palestinians to come to the nation for their session on the UN General Assembly and voted in favor. India also voted in favor of the UN General Assembly in October 2003 against the construction of the separation wall of Israel in support of the secret resolution of the UN Agency's part. India voted in favor of the second conference of the UN. Pakistan fully supports the proposal of the creation of an independent Palestinian state and diplomatic ties between the state of Pakistan. Diplomatic ties between Pakistan and Israel have not been established. Bangladesh has been a consistent supporter of the Palestinian campaign for independence and has no diplomatic relations with Israel. Furthermore, Bangladesh offers solidarity to the Palestinians in favor of
the rest. The South Asian Council, as an umbrella that seeks to advocate for Israel's equitable access to representation for non-diversity, is an organization that has not forgotten the pain and consequences of British imperialism, extirpation, convergence, experience, accountability, and how the Indian continent, even more than 70 years after the British departure, continues to struggle in a post-colonial era. We are proud to support this resolution. Some of previously held multiple alarm organizations have supported the U.S. and we want to say that it's not much.
Any member of our community must vote no if they honestly believe that peace with Palestinians and Israelis. Peace requires bilateral cooperation, except for the people who are not going to be that goal. Israel, time and time again, has swept into peace. In 1979, Israel worked in the Sinai Peninsula of the region, both in the Sinai and Israel. In 2000, Israel offered full Palestinian statehood and sovereignty. In addition to the land Israel had acquired in 1967, the Palestinian Authority said that Israel presents virtually the same offer to the Palestinians. Full statehood and self-determination over the West Bank is more than that. In 2005, Israel unilaterally withdrew from the Gaza Strip. They were awarded with 50,000 rockets, 400 of which were launched in that last November. Why? Because any peace agreement requires acknowledging the legitimacy of the state. The divestment campaign is fundamentally opposed to the title. Max Weber, the co-sponsor of the Strength Institute, wrote in the Sun this week to pretend as though European advertisers with the top student guy. He is really theoretically existed, a race to the sacrifice of Jews who resisted genocide. It's not the state historical. It's historically dangerous. Finally, in all the five pages, the resolution makes no mention of white ethnic or first common goal. This omission is no accident. The divestment campaign does not encourage the respect required to these negotiations. It has refused to prevent any solution to the conflict. Our campaign has been set to action for peace and stop discourse. I encourage the bodies to support peace and will draw this resolution.
On behalf of all of us, he's the president of the men of color, please, and most of these things in solidarity with the Cornell students of social justice and policy and the organization is comprised mostly of Black and Latinx students, and our history is filled with past and ongoing violence. For August in person, his great grandmother and his brothers were part of the revolution against the Group of Six in the Dominican Republic, or were executed for protesting and leading a local revolution against his army for the military oppression. His family couldn't stand against military oppression, so neither would we. What is happening in Palestine right now is a violation of basic human rights that Cornell should not only acknowledge, but also take action by divesting from illegal military occupation and the companies that participate in violations. That lesson movement should not be perceived as a motion of anti-Semitism, but a cry for peace between Palestine and Israel. Thank you.
Sorry. Sorry, does anyone know how to, like, I unplugged this by accident. Does anyone know how to set up the live stream? Also, apparently people on the live stream can't hear the quality very well. Is there a way to improve that?
The acoustics in here are terrible. There's not much to be done about that. I can't hear you. What?
Are you going to be able to get that set up?
Here's hoping.
I'll try.
September's resolution will accomplish anything other than the demonization and delegitimization of the only Jewish state is simply a lie. Those considering this resolution, I pose this question: who is really responsible for suffering and possibly people? Hamas, instead of spending a foreign aid money to build houses, schools, and hospitals, that's most of the budget in the airplanes, rockets, and civilians. Yasser Arafat, former leader of the PLO, built himself a mansion in the West Bank with $1 billion net worth, embezzled foreign funds, instead of using that money as an investment to support the citizens. The Palestinian Authority, the quickest way to financial success is to murder Jews. In fact, the more you kill and the longer you're in jail, the more the government will pay. Let's make some comparisons. The Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, is serving his 14th year and 4-year term. In Israel, 20% of the Knesset are Arabs. In Gaza, gay people march in the streets to cry. In Israel, gay people march in the streets to cry. In Gaza, they hate Ukrainians. In Israel, the army takes painstaking efforts at the cost of killing soldiers to avoid civilian targets. Hamas shoots rockets at schools and hospitals, using its own civilians, including women and children, as human shields. Openly calls for the murder of Jews in this target. Israel has consistently offered its enemies time and time again, only to know the rocket fire, invasion, and terror. All of Israel's actions are in defense, and the truth of the matter is, if the Palestinians were to lay down their weapons today, there would be peace tomorrow. If Israel were to lay down theirs, there wouldn't be no concern. BDS, who left all the blame on one side, not only ignores history, but now shows us who calls us. As a resolution whose only impact will be targeted to humanize Israel and the Jewish people. It does not have to level the playing field, it does not take a neutral stance. Instead, it attacks the only democracy in the Middle East, the bastion of liberalism, and sees oppression and intolerance. I trust that you'll make the right decision to strike down this resolution that targets Israel for defending themselves and the values that we all hold to this moment. Thank you. Well, my name is Zach Apple this year, and I'm speaking as a representative of the community. I think the first thing that I should do is to answer the call to the about why I have to wholeheartedly support this resolution. This issue is not an issue of religious or cultural conflict. It's not a grudge or action from the Jewish communities on this campus. This divestment campaign is not a campaign built around hatred or bigotry, but it is an opportunity for all of us to fulfill our civic and moral responsibility. The Muslim community stands here because it's our obligation to stand and protect people in the building of justice, whether those victimized belong to our community or not. And truthfully, that's why you can see we're not the only group standing here. The Palestinian people are systematically discriminated against, brutalized, and oppressed. I don't believe that's a good question. I think the real question is one of complacency. This being said, that we can't possibly have this conversation with the FAA or the police room, or that by asking, we can at best do a complete dialogue or create an unsafe environment. That being said, on this campus, in this country, and other places in the world, we're making with all that effort, producing more numbers. See, I believe our responsibility as educated and public global citizens to take all necessary and useful steps to address the ongoing injustice against the Palestinians and violation of the West Bank. We cannot rest on the fundamental rights of the Palestinian people or repeatedly violated. And it's fundamentally dishonest to think of the university affecting the body of the how we as an institution choose to spend our resources to our collective values on this domestic campaign. This is a political and economic one, but the question that forces our community remains wrong. I want to share this with Brahma, a Hebrew, it's not the same about Brahma. Because I can get a passing, a paraphrasing, but say go to solve. Whoever sees an act of evil or injustice, let him change it with his hand. If he's not able to do so, let him change it with his heart. If he's not able to do that, then with his heart. But that is the weakest thing. I find myself in front of the community and ask more than just a fair hand. Do not think that peace dogs in the West Bank are 1,000 miles away, that your words and actions are meaningless. You have the ability to fight with injustice with words and actions here and now. You can choose to be complacent, or you can choose to be compassionate.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm Matt. I'm a junior and member of the high school. In 1943, in Budapest, Hungary, Lauren Kovetic was they had to put a star on their paper, and now they had to be criticized from people coming to shop them. But that was my grandmother's prophetic story. It's probably she was a Jew, and because her family was Jewish. And my very population was a Jew who left, Jews that came into power, Jews were the blame for the loss in World War I. And that was a new right. Boycott the Jewish businesses in Hungary. Now, how is this different? We're targeting the only Jewish state in the world, and we are boycotting just these Jewish businesses. Do I think that they're affected? No. Does anyone know? We are looking to create division. And I will say that I feel terrible for all of these student sector members who have been thrown into a geopolitical conflict. But none of you, I don't think it should be dealing with. Some of you know more than others, but it's just unfortunate that it's created such division on our campus. Now, there are 100 U.S. senators, Democrats, Republicans, not one of them from Bernie Sanders who Ted Cruz supports BDS. They are all unilaterally opposed to the anti-Semitic movement that just seeks to target the Jewish people. Thank you, and I encourage you all to vote no.
Right, one of the problems that is that it never said about how this is not exactly I need the last
Hi, I'm Bella Cameron. I'm here with Stella, I'm also a Christian relations chair for the American Indigenous Student Council at Cornell. As we mentioned earlier, we recently 22 organizations, including all five Omaha Umbrella Awards, of which we're part of one, signed on to this because we recognize this pain. We recognize the situation all too well. I believe that Cornell taking part in all of this is not neutral. They are making a killing on killing right now, and that is not neutrality. Divestment is the way to neutrality, and that is the only way we will truly be able to have open and honest dialogue between all sides of whatever issue we plan to discuss. I don't think I heard that, I'm not going to speak. Oops.
My name is Josh Eden. I'm a junior in college of art and science. First, I want to thank the assembly for allowing me to be here. For what seems to be done with PowerPoint, has brought a revolution, which, and I quote, calls upon Cornell University to divest from company property and human rights violations in these related occupational tests. I want to make it clear to the body that this is not how Cornell Students for Justice in Palestine is marketing us to segregation to the Cornell community. On Facebook, Cornell Students for Justice in Palestine calls for reporters to attend the student assembly under the banner of, and I quote, tell the SA, divest from Israel. I'd like to put up a banner for each student assembly representative. While Cornell has taken thousands of members in the resolution for members, this is by definite quote, it was in Cornell's complicity to be waived application to Palestinian territory. They are trying to broaden a ruling that this resolution is quote, by best from Israel. Not against something consistent with human rights violations, not against the occupied territory, Israel. I think as they can do it, this resolution does not belong on Israel. Because it is designed to condemn the existence of the sole Jewish state. That is how I gave my view. And that is what I think about. That is why I strongly urge you to reject the conclusive question, but no one will do that. Hello? Assalamu alaikum. Shalom alaikum.
Sorry, I apologize. So, my name is Hamid, and I'm a fellow student in America. A lot of you in the audience know me. I'm also and I've went to a lot of Shabbat dinners and had a lot of conversations. Debates, not just one safety debate, but I hope for most of the people better. I have a lot of Jewish people. I grew up in Palestine. I have talked to the last Jewish people. So I love everybody. I just someone on my religion. Not that I can say, but I heard the person. And I mostly have the privilege to live in America. I just live a little bit in the Palestine is good, so I can talk a little bit about that. But my experience is not representative of American policy. So when I go to Palestine, my family is in Jerusalem. Whenever I go there, I see with my grandma. Lived there the whole life. And this past year, we said Jerusalem was the capital of Israel. The first thing I thought of was when Muhammad. A lot of you may not know this, but if you're an Arab citizen in Jerusalem, you don't get citizenship.
You don't really get all the citizens. You get an ID card as a citizen of Jerusalem. Every time you want to leave, you have to get the permission of Israel to be a citizen. You don't get any of the rights of Israel. You're not recognized as a citizen. Imagine going to the airport without a passport. All you have is an ID card. Now, imagine, every time I want to go to the airport, I have to go through the Israeli checkpoints. Stop at the airport, everyone will watch my dad like that. And my dad's name is Hunter. And everyone will watch my dad really cool to look at this. I want to compare it to someone like that. But they all also love that person. I don't know the airport. And what is really cool to do is to maybe pick up my phone, they went through my Facebook, they want to look at everything, and maybe take off my clothes and inspect me. Like I said, I'm like, I don't know what to do. And then once we finally make it in some of you, we have to take the car all the way to Jerusalem so I can visit my grandparents' house. Imagine when you stop at a checkpoint every time you want to go to a new city. Imagine every time you want to visit your grandma, you have to look at a soldier or ask you in the eyes, what are you going here? How long are you staying here? Why are you here? And imagine your parents having to hear whatever you say, come to your house, see your American. Don't see error. If you see error, there will be a difference. We're going to let a point of time. Just don't only see error. I've been trained my whole life on hiding my thoughts. I've been taught to be ashamed of it. I've been taught when people say, I'm not going to be honest, I'm very, very tough. If I say, Palestine, it's not going to be. It's not even that people say, oh, that's cool. They say, Palestine doesn't exist. Or, oh, yeah, it doesn't happen. I can't even just be myself without being prepared to it. I get politics involved. And I've had the pleasure of knowing a lot of people in the audience, both sides. I've had a lot of great conversations. And, you know, for most of you, I've made it very helpful for the cross-centered world. Not to one person in the audience, really the one who could call me a terrorist to wear a kippah. And I say, when you wear a kippah, it has nothing to do with terrorism. This is the symbol of my heritage. This is the symbol. Every time I wear it, I think of my family. I think of my grandparents. That's all me.
Not this. there's 10 minutes left this meeting.
Hi, my name is Ezra Stein. I grew up in a Jewish family. I attended synagogue in school. So hopefully, I can kind of address the concerns of the Jewish community. First, I want to say the reason why, I really understand why people feel uncomfortable. I think I know the one reason why, because when I grew up, in Jewish school, we were not given all the facts. They did not tell us about the Nakba. They did not tell us about the 700,000 Palestinians who were expelled. They did not tell us about the UN resolutions that condemned the war crimes that declared an apartheid state. They didn't tell us anything. They didn't tell us that Jews around the world support Palestinians, support BDS, support divestment, even in Israel. This is a uniquely American phenomenon I'm witnessing right here. We need to separate Judaism from Zionism. Okay? So, I'd just like to address Judaism, your BDS. It's not a religious issue. Alright? Too often I was told that you need to be Jewish, that can be Zionist, that can give your full support. Say, that's wrong. You can be Jewish and you can be pro-Palestinian. Okay? These targets of anti-Semitism, are extremely, they're very critical to me. Okay? So my family, those who are anti-Semitism as well. My grandfather lost his entire family in the Holocaust. He accused of being anti-Semitic, but all of us who accused of being anti-Semitic, really erases those struggles. It erases real anti-Semitism that happens every day. Okay? And we really need to separate these notions. Right? Being pro-Israel is not pro-Jewish. Being anti-Israel is not anti-Jewish. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I'm a freshman here at Cornell. I'm someone who's from a Jewish family, and Jewish family also went through the Holocaust. I lost many of the members of my family too. We are here today in a small fraction of the student body who needs to receive a vote on a resolution called for our university to get. As a Jewish student on campus, I believe this resolution is fundamentally wrong. It divides the student body, cites the dialogue on controversial topics, and ultimately alienates Jewish students at a time when anti-Semitism has reached a boiling point. The purpose of the Zionist movement is to single out Israel, the only existing Jewish state, and make it out to be sole arbiter of injustice in the world. This is not only a basic belief, but also one that plays into a deeply anti-Semitic narrative. The disproportionate attack on Israel makes students like me feel alienated in a time when we're seeing anti-Semitism on the rise. Tragedy and tree of life in the United States are only one of the incidents we choose to have been targeted. When my friends and I were deciding on where we were going to attend college, I applied to the university where I would feel safe as a Jewish student on campus. I ruled out applying to a Sheehan college like Columbia because after similar residency to one past last year, Jewish students said that there had been a surge of anti-Semitic activity. One of those incidents involved giant red swastikas painted all over the office of a Jewish pro-Israel professor. I came here because I was told that this campus was safe for Jews. The implications of this resolution are antithetical to that statement. The majority of Jewish students on campus have been telling me that this resolution means that they are unsafe and unwelcome. We have said that the divestment resolution is proposed anti-Semitic at its core. Many of us here can agree that cis individuals do not exemplify transphobia. White individuals do not exemplify racism. Male students do not exemplify sexism. If all of this is true, then why does it not hold that the Jewish youth should be the one to discuss and define anti-Semitism? No good can come from having this vote. Divest it and eliminate the possibility of us in nuanced conversations about the threat. I would ask the essay consider what this vote does to a large group of students here at campus. How it makes us feel that they have a welcome at a place where we were told in their home. If the SA truly wants to support all of its students, they should foster dialogue, not isolation.
Hello everyone, my name is Randy. I'm a junior. And I'm here to ask a question of peace and responsibility. We hear this question that peace is not being discussed here. And yet I question whether our current conceptions of peace are predicated on violence and property. I'm questioning this discussion about that division. Is the Methodist Resolution creating division? Or is the Methodist Resolution feeling that currently on this campus there are conversations that are missing that are not being had? There are conversations that are not being built. That is my question. And not my question, but I want to say that any piece of human should recognize that the current status quo is currently on fire. The urgency of this issue is undeniable. And that is the foundation today on this fundamental question of human rights. Because while we sit in this room, we are suffering lives. We are suffering a very lot of life. We should refuse the conduct of violence. And someone prior has said that the street number is not up to this issue. And I think that is untrue because I think that we as students have the responsibility to question what we stand for and what we stand for. And so today I ask if the student assembly is willing to stand for human dignity, whether it's willing to stand for human rights. And so I think that fundamentally, at the heart of this issue, we must question whether there are conversations that we're not having and why that is the case. And that's why I think, because I think that currently, that there is a disregard of the fact that it hasn't come to the resolution, that there has been a great deal of education that also has been accompanying the condition. And I think that we need to really seriously think about the discussion and the dialogue that this issue represents and what we're going to say.
Hi, my name is Jeremy. I'm a professor in arts and sciences. I want to start by saying I think genuine concern for the Palestinians focus on and propose that if you want to help things such as this is not in the list, donate to charities to help Palestinians directly and lobby American and Israeli governments to improve their policy. Solutions to focus on people and policy without targeting the right of the only Jewish community. But PBS doesn't care about this. PBS doesn't care that in 10 countries it's legal to execute someone just for being gay. PBS doesn't care that in Myanmar and China, every country is going off against the majority. PBS focuses on the one Jewish state and singles it out based on double standards. No one says, I don't agree with what is going on in China. I think China should be opposite. Although the same double standard is applied to India. The last thing I would like to address is the danger of the misleading narrative of what is going on. To be left abundantly clear that these notions do not demonstrate, not only demonstrate a complete lack of understanding of history, race, and ethnicity, but also whitewashed and erased diversity and Jewish people. The white settler narrative often compares Israel's boundary to that of the United States and other countries in the Americas, ignoring that Jewish people are indigenous to Israel Palestine and the British and Spanish were not in the Americas. Furthermore, it attempts to erase the history of anti-Semitism in the Middle East and Europe, where Jewish people have constantly been refugees and diaspora. With this inconsistent reasoning, proponents of PBS question Israel's right to exist, a country created legally by on the land, while recognizing that destroying real colonial power to the United States and Britain would be futile for any people like that. We care about human rights and history, vote no to this, and guide it into the world.
My name is Lila. I'd like to address someone from the other side said. He said, if Palestinians lead on the arm of the peace, Israel is down the arm of the Israel. It's often rhetoric that Israel ends the occupation and allows Palestinians to enjoy peace religion and security, it will be mass retaliation on the part of Palestinians. Representatives that Palestinians have to play. So, because
policy is to raise the application and block the government is extremely racist. This is to know that we get infested with human rights, they don't retaliate against your other. They move over the peace. They work to run on safer than college in the United States from part of it.
If other people would like to return me, then we can make it.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.